what was this Mennion's powder that the dad used for the children?
Some powder that was a disinfectant that he used to squirt the bathroom full of it, have the children in the bathroom, and they get the benefit of it in there, shut the door and keep them in there while he squirted this powder around.
How did he squirt it?
He had a squirter that he filled with the powder and then squirted it until it was empty and then filled it up again. And he couldn't squirt the powder at them. They'd avoid taking it, so he squirted it in the bathroom, and then they'd all be in there and they'd all get it.
Did it do them any good?
I guess so. It did them some good, but not an awful lot. Take it himself, too. What it was for, what it was. But
where did Daddy get the idea about the mineral water? Remember the water with the rocks in it?
Got the idea from Otto. He had the rocks in the water, and that made the water of a mineral content. And then he used that water instead of getting the regular mineral water that they prepared to sell. One, if they learning the Latin of the Mass in the different parts, and any part that they wouldn't know when the turn came to say it, they'd have to write it so many times until they did learn it.
All had to learn that, didn't they?
Oh yes, all of them had to learn that. But Sally, Joe, and John.
Didn't Eleanor call you last Sunday from Peru?
Yes.
And it's 4 years since you talked to her.
It's over 4 years since I talked to her, yes. And she went away in,
1948. Did she seem...
Oh, she sounded just like herself.
Uh-huh.
Her first remark was, "Isn't God good?"
Oh, yeah.
Which is her particular remark. And she sounded so natural, laughing, just as she always does.
Was the connection clear?
Yes. After we got started, it cleared up a bit. It was very good. It was her own voice and her own giggling and expression that we heard.
That was the main thing.
Yes, that was the main thing.
Wasn't so much any message she had.
No, I don't know who did it.
Did she seem any older?
Not in talking to her. She just has the same giggle as a girl, and just as unreserved, you know, with her expressions of "Isn't God good?" and "God bless you."
Well, she was. You were happy to hear her.
Oh yes, we were very happy to hear her. We had the two phones open.
Oh good.
And Pop was on one, and I was on the other.
What did Pop have to say?
And he just said hello, Eleanor, and listened to her. And I was upstairs, and then Winnie talked to her, and Joe talked to her. Joe was here. He talked to her, and Ian talked to her, and Paul talked to her.
Well, you knew the call was coming then.
We were prepared. Yeah, 3 o'clock it was to come. So we were all waiting for it.
What about the time that Dad decided to give culture to the boys by reading Shakespeare?
Well, he decided to read Shakespeare's plays to them. And he picked out the plays that he wanted to read to them and got them in the front room to sit down and listen to him. But they got themselves too comfortable, and before there was much of Shakespeare read, the boys were sound asleep. And Dad got so disgusted with them being so indifferent to the culture he was trying to put into them that he quit reading and walked off and left them there asleep.
Ever try again?
Oh yeah, he tried again, and then they did sort of wake up to the fact that they knew something about this, and particularly one of them had some of these plays in school, and he was interested. I think it was Joe. And he was interested in then, because he had had it in school, he was interested in listening, and so the others listened with him. But what they got out of it, I'll never tell you.
How old were they at the time?
They were in high school. the glass fell through to the first floor. Skylight in the attic, and the glass fell through to the first floor.
Well, how did he fall into it?
He walked on it.
Well, it has a fence around it, doesn't it?
It has a fence around it, but I don't know. He walked over on it some way.
But didn't he almost fall through?
Well, his foot went through, but he caught himself.
Well, didn't that scare you?
Oh, yeah, we were scared. We didn't know anything about it except the glass coming through, you know.
And then that fell about three stories.
Yeah. Oh, I wouldn't care about the old glass as long as he was all right.
Yeah.
Kitchen, because Pop was at Malvern. Pop was at Malvern, and I wanted the kitchen painted. So the two of them were on ladders painting the kitchen wall. And John did something that Joe didn't care for. Wasn't it John or was it Jim?
Why, Joe says here, Jim, Joe and Jim, my fight with Jim and the paintbrush episode.
Well, then it must have been Joe and Jim that were painting.
Oh, yeah.
And